Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A tragedy in the European migrant crisis. As many as 50 refugees were found dead Thursday inside a truck in Austria. The people reportedly had suffocated. Meanwhile, Balkan leaders met in Vienna to discuss ways to stem the migrant crisis. Serbian Foreign Minister Ivica Dačić told leaders that as a transit country, he thinks the European Union must come up with a plan.
And we are not going to avoid our obligations. We want to act responsibly. And we want to have, but just let us know and tell us what to do.
Ivica Dačić. Iraqi officials say an Islamic State suicide car bomber has struck a convoy of Iraqi troops, killing two senior commanders. The officials say the attack occurred Thursday north of the Islamic State-held town of Ramadi. Besides the two commanders, an undisclosed number of others were reported killed in the attack. The Chinese stock market surged Thursday, ending days of losses. The Shanghai rally spread across the globe with other Asian and European markets, closing sharply higher, and U.S. indexes moving up for a second day in a row. With the world market volatility, there were hints that the U.S. Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, could delay increasing its benchmark interest rate rather than boosting it next month, as some analysts had been predicting. The Arab League has postponed its effort to form a regional military force to fight Islamic State militants in Libya. The reason for the indefinite delay apparently is disunity among the League's members about the Libyan war. A new date for taking up the discussions will be announced in the future. This is VOA News. The Pakistani government is demanding that Afghanistan ensure the protection of its diplomatic staff and property in Kabul. It says Afghan agents are harassing the Pakistani embassy staff, particularly those living outside the compound. Officials at the Pakistani diplomatic mission also have reported kidnapping attempts against staff members. The developments, say officials, have forced the embassy personnel to restrict movement, and most of them have moved to the embassy compound, citing security concerns. The United States and United Nations are urging Congo to abide by its election calendar and the two-term limit for presidents. The new U.S. Special Envoy to Africa's Great Lakes region spoke to the media in the DRC capital. Nick Long reports.
Visiting Kinshasa on Wednesday, U.S. Ambassador Thomas Perriello told reporters he had productive meetings, including an important introductory conversation with President Kabila.
We were able to have a very constructive exchange about issues including armed groups and refugees in the east, timely and peaceful elections, as well as the situation in Burundi and the issue of adoptions.
Asked what the U.S. could do to encourage respect for the constitutional two-term limit, Perriello said U.S. President Barack Obama has spoken of his personal deep belief in constitutionalism and rule of law. Nick Long, Goma.
A new U.S. political survey shows billionaire Donald Trump is increasing his lead in the crowded race for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination. Thursday's Quinnipiac University poll showed the brash real estate mogul with 28% support among Republican voters across the country. He topped his nearest challenger, former neurosurgeon Ben Carson, who was about 15 points behind. One-time Florida Governor Jeb Bush was even further behind, as were all of the other Republican candidates. U.S. President Barack Obama is in New Orleans to meet with residents of the city devastated by Hurricane Katrina, that coming as the city approaches the 10th anniversary of the storm that took 1,800 lives. The man who shot and killed two U.S. television journalists during a live broadcast Wednesday sent a 23-page manifesto to a national news network in which he called himself a human powder keg. Former TV reporter Vester Flanagan shot himself when confronted by police on a highway near Washington, D.C. after the killings. He died hours later at a hospital. TV station WDBJ held a moment of silence Thursday in remembrance of the victims of its first morning broadcast since the shooting. The station's website also displayed a large black banner memorializing the victims, 24-year-old reporter Allison Parker and 27-year-old cameraman Adam Ward. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.